Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Deborah Kanja, who is chair of the Board of Trustees of Lansing Community College. Good evening, Deborah. How are you?
Good evening, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
I appreciate your time this evening. A bunch of interesting meetings lately. Another one last evening, I believe. We're talking about tuition increases are being looked at Lansing Community College. What is your position on a tuition increase at Lansing Community College?
Well, my personal position is that I'm not in favor of an increase. I believe that we need to keep the college affordable and accessible, and that fulfills the mission and the role of the college. However, I'm aware, and I think others should be aware, that the college, that I don't speak for the board, unless there is a 7-member board, and each of us has different opinions. And I do believe that when we find consensus between all 7 of us, we end up somewhere in the middle and probably fairly representative of our community's viewpoint.
And as you're working through these discussions on tuition increases and so forth, of course, the budget is an issue. You know, I'm not sure what organization or school doesn't have budget issues in the state of Michigan at this point. Is there a pretty big gap you're looking to close at this point in the budget?
Well, anytime you talk about multiple millions, it is a big gap. It is less of a gap than we had feared it might be, but it is a gap nonetheless. So, yes, and there are some difficult budget decisions that we have to make. And then you have to understand that in the midst of making these difficult cuts and budget decisions, we also have to be looking toward the future and our student success initiatives. You might have read that community colleges in particular have been under attack for what some consider to be a less than stellar outcome in terms of student success. And we've been committed for quite a long time in doing something about that. But that requires an investment in a number of areas, and that takes money. So we have to cut at the same time we're trying to move forward in important areas.
Well, and some of the cuts that have been made to date involved kind of streamlining some programs and taking a look at where there's a value for the students as well. Is that correct?
Yes, and there are differences of opinion on that, but in general, yes, it's all part of trying to make sure that when students come to us for a degree that they are receiving value for their money.
As you move forward in this process, Deborah, you have a timeline at the end of the month where you have to, is that when you kind of hit the wall in terms of needing to make some decisions?
Well, we have to have a budget adopted by the end of June. Of course, our next meeting is, I think it's this following Monday, no, the Monday after that, where we would hope to adopt our budget then, you know, barring some further discussion that we might have at the June meeting, we could have an additional meeting, but everything would need to be wrapped up by the end of June.
The amount of monies coming to Lansing Community College from the state, how that looks like it from information I have, it's about 4% or 4.1% less than last year. And, of course, that has to be taken in consideration as well as you look at cuts that are needed to be made from within.
Yes, it does. I mean, originally there was the suggestion that we would be cut 15% from our prior allocation, and that is down, practically speaking, it's probably about 3.7%. But that is a significant hit of millions of dollars. We also are down in property tax revenue. So despite our diligent efforts to preserve and not increase costs, we still are faced with a deficit, and we have to do something about that.
What are what you're getting from the administration and the discussions at the meeting from the administration, according to an newspaper article written, you ask administrative folks, and please tell me if I'm characterizing correctly, what if we just said we're not in favor of a tuition increase? What else could be done? Did you get any answers that were helpful to you?
Well, what we were told is that they would come to us with options, that were we to decide not to have any tuition increase, that they would adjust the budget and would be able to make it work. So they're sensitive to our concerns, and we are sensitive to the pressures on the administration. So the question was really asking, all right, they've proposed a $3 per credit hour tuition increase, which would put us at $79 per credit hour. That is still very, very low, not only with respect to community college, but particularly with respect to the proprietary schools in our area and the universities that are in our area, which are in the hundreds of dollars per credit hour. So we are still quite a bargain, but still in all, I'm very sensitive to not wanting to raise that. So my question was, all right, you've proposed a $3 per tuition hour, per credit hour increase. If we were to say we only want to do $2 of an increase, what would we then have to adjust in the proposal that's been made to us? Or if we were to say we only want to do a $1 per credit hour increase, what types of adjustments might have to be made? And that's when we asked, could you bring us some options were we to go in that direction?
And do you plan on having those available? Did they think those could be available to that for that meeting that you spoke of, that next meeting?
What I expect is that they've listened to us and that they will be thinking about those options and thinking what might be possible, and that we will be presented with some kind of revisions.
And because according to that same article, Deborah, it called the administrators in what they proposed, that called for some layoffs of employees and some new student fees, perhaps. Was that even with the $3 a credit hour increase?
Yes. In fact, in order to make up our budget deficit, we have to do additional layoffs. We are increasing some fees. We're increasing fees as little as possible, and we're trying to keep any layoffs to a minimum also. But again, you know, roughly 60% of our college expenditures, and maybe it's a little bit more, might even be about 70%, is all in personnel, then when you're trying to make cuts, you pretty much necessarily get into some personnel issues.
Certainly. So it sounds like at this point you'll be looking to see what some of the possibilities might be before that next meeting, before you have to make a decision the end of the month.
Yes, and you know, I have to commend our staff and the faculty and the executive leadership team, who have worked very hard to look across the board and try to see not only ways in which they could save money, but also ways in which they might be more helpful to the community, bring in additional revenue by offering more things that the community would like and that people would be responsive to. So there's been a real effort, a real determined effort to try to make sure that Lansing Community College is responsive to the community and is also fiscally responsible.
Well, and I know that you've also, your forte and your focus has been on keeping Lansing Community College affordable and accessible to the students.
Yes. We strongly believe that community colleges were established to offer an open opportunity. In many ways, you know, education is the bedrock of our democracy. And so by making that educational opportunity available to as many people as possible, we strengthen our entire community, and we're committed to that.
Well, Deborah, I can't thank you enough for your time this evening. We'll continue to follow the budget process along and watch as it moves forward. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Deborah Kanja, who is chair of the Board of Trustees at Lansing Community College. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.